Shalom.
Shalom.
And Shana Tova.
Shana Tova.
Please remember that Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur services are the longest services of the year. So, a couple hours of teaching will be. Yeah, it's always with me something. When I take a microphone, I mean, it was working perfectly a few minutes ago, a few seconds ago. So today we are celebrating Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish New Year. In these days, a person appears before the Lord and before his own conscience in order to give an account of his actions in the past and to outline his future life path. This is the days to do that. The perfect timing to be before the Lord, to open your heart, to get right with the Lord. Rosh Hashanah has several themes, and we want to look at a few of them today. Actually, three or four. I promise you, it will be a long time. I'm joking. I will try to be short. So the first one, this holiday has a great messianic meaning, and I believe it's one of the most important for us as a messianic congregation. The Feast of Trumpets reminds us of the return of the Messiah Yeshua, when he will come to rule and reign on this earth and over the universe. Those words are a promise to anyone who is prepared to meet Yeshua. And I would like to read it from 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16. For the Lord himself shall come down from heaven with a commanding shout. I like these words, commanding shout. Be careful. Tekeah gadol, long, strong. With the voice of the archangel, and with the blast of God's shofar. And the dead in Messiah shall rise first. Then we who are alive, can you imagine Paul, he was counting himself as we who are alive 2,000 years ago. How close is the coming of Messiah to us? We'll be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. And so we shall always be with the Lord. I like these words. And so we shall always be with the Lord. This is very comforting words to every one of us in this place. One of the greatest traditions of this holiday is listening to the sounding of the shofar in the synagogue. It is believed that the sound of the shofar is a call from the Lord, and it marks the beginning of a 10-day period of self-examination and repentance, which we call Yamim Naraim, or Days of Awe. The scriptures say that without repentance and a sincere confession, there will not be forgiveness, no mercy. We won't be inscribed in the Book of Life. And that takes us to a special greetings on Rosh Hashanah. And I would like to repeat one more time. Leshana Tova Tikatevo. Let's say together. Leshana Tova Tikatevo. May you be inscribed in the Book of Life. I want to cover a lot of territory, a lot of scriptures. I want scriptures to talk to you today. I would like to read it. And please follow me. Please open with me scriptures and follow me. I would like to comment on the Book of Life is mentioned in the Bible. So first place of scripture for today is the Exodus chapter 32 from the verse 32. And this is Moses' prayer. He's praying to God. He's praying to God. He's interceding for us, for the Jewish people, before the Lord. So Moses praying to the Lord, yet now please forgive their sin, but if not, please blot me out of your book that you have written. Adonai said to Moses, whoever has sinned against me, I will blot out of my book. I think it's very serious here. It's getting more and more serious. It's not only about joy, it's also about seriousness of salvation. The second place, it's Book of Daniel, chapter 7, from the verse 9. Book of Daniel 7, 9. While I was watching, thrones were set up, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. Ancient of Days. What a name. What a name. Glorious name. His garment was as white as snow, and the hair of his head like pure wool. His throne was ablaze with flames, its wheels a burning fire. A river of fire was flowing and coming out from before him. Thousands of thousands attended him, and 10,000 times 10,000 stood before him. The court was seated, and the books were opened. I don't know how about you, but when I read this place of scripture, I feel the fear of God. Always, every time. Probably this is the most serious moment in our lives. The most serious moment. To stand before the Lord and to listen to his sentence about me. The next place is Revelation chapter 20. It's the same as in the book of Daniel, but with one difference, and very important difference for all of us who believe in Yeshua and Messiah. Follow me from the verse 11, Revelation chapter 20. Thank you for following me. I can hear the pages. Thank you so much. So important. You know, English is my third language, so better to follow, yeah. From the verse 11, Revelation chapter 20. From verse 11, Revelation chapter 20. Then I saw a great white throne, and the one seated on it. The earth and heaven fled from his presence, but no place was found for them. And I saw the dead, the great and the small, standing before the throne. The books were opened, and another book was opened, the book of life. Let's say together, the book of life. And the dead were judged according to what was written in the books, according to their deeds. Is it scary? It is serious. I think it's my personal approach. I think it's my belief. People will be judged according to what is written in their books. But what is important, it is to be inscribed in the book of life. This is the most important thing. I believe the books that were opened represent a court sentence for each person. You know why? Because no one is able to justify himself by his deeds. It is sentences against everyone. This is the foundation for judgment of God for every person living on this earth. No one will be able to say, I'm good enough. I'm good enough to be with the Lord forever. I don't need repentance. I'm good enough. Everything about our life in these books. But for those who trust Yeshua, the book of life becomes their justification. This is why I said before, the most important part is to be inscribed in the book of life. I can't imagine joy of salvation in that moment. Actually, I came to the Lord after a soul vision about this thing. I saw myself with the righteous people who were rejoicing before the Lord. And I remember only one question: Lord, why? Why? I am not worthy. I'm so dirty. Why, Lord? For what? Why you forgave me? Everyone will be judged according to his deeds, but those who are in the book of life will not be judged according to the scriptures. So let's look who can inscribe us there, who has rights to do that. And I would like to read Revelation chapter 5. This year when I found this, when I read this place, I was almost crying because of the presence of the Lord and the mercy of the Lord into my life, in my life. I would like to read it because I personally believe this about Book of Life. So I want to read it, whole chapter from the first verse. And I saw in the right hand of the one seated upon the throne a scroll written on both the front and the back, sealed with seven seals. I also saw a mighty angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and to break its seals?" No one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look in it. I began to weep loudly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look in it. Verse 5. The one of the elder tells me, "Stop weeping. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is worthy to open the scroll and its seven seals." And in the midst of the throne and the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders, I saw a lamb standing as having been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. He came and took the scroll from the right hand of the one seated on the throne. When he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the Kedushim saints. And they are singing a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain. And by your blood you redeemed for God those from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have made them for our God a holy and priests, and they shall reign upon the earth." Verse 11. Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne and the living creatures and the elders. Their number was myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands. They were chanting with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." Can you see this picture? Can you see this picture? Glorious time, glorious moment. I believe chapter 5 is talking about the Book of Life. It's very obvious for me because in verse 9 and 10 you can read here, every creature is giving glory to Yeshua for his sacrifice that brings redemption and forgiveness to all the nations of the earth. Yeshua is the Lamb of God, and only he can write in this book, Book of Life. Only he. Yeshua, the Messiah, who purchased this right by His own sacrifice. And let me be clear here. Without Him, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur will not save us from God's judgment. He is heart of everything. He is main point. He is the chief of our salvation. He is the first. And no way around Him. No way. No way. On the heaven, on earth, and under the earth. He is the one who is the first and the last. And His word is matters for us. He can inscribe us in the book of life, only He. One of the lessons also, one more lesson for today, I want to emphasize today is many people is in general associate Jewish biblical holidays with joy. And you know, our holidays are joyful holidays for sure. We have so much joy to worship the Lord and to give Him glory for everything. But Rosh Hashanah, like no other Jewish holiday, tells us that without repentance, there is no real joy. Without repentance, there is no real joy. True joy comes from a right relationship with God, through forgiveness, reconciliation, a life in Yeshua's holiness. This is the source of true joy. If you don't know Yeshua yet, you will have opportunity to know Him, to meet Him, to have this joy in your heart, new joy. We are called to prepare ourselves as a bride adorned for her master. Our bridegroom, Yeshua, is coming for us, and He will come on Rosh Hashanah. I believe in it with all my heart. Because, you know why? Because He died on Pesach, as it was promised. He resurrected and first fruits. He sent His Spirit in wonderful Christian holiday, Pentecost. Yeah? No. On our Jewish holiday, Shavuot. And so many people, they celebrate in Pentecost without knowledge about Shavuot. But this is the Shavuot, our holiday. And I believe He will come on Rosh Hashanah. He will not be late or early. He will come at right on Rosh Hashanah. So be prepared. To receive all those who are prepared and waiting for Him. It is especially important today that we are ready to hear the trumpet sound, that we are not so busy, so concerned with the things of this life that we miss it. Yes, we all have a lot of responsibilities, always in a hurry to go somewhere and feel the constant weight of problems. Every one of us, we have lots of things to do. Maybe not everyone, I'm sorry, not retired one, but everybody else. I believe even retirement, it's not the answer, yeah? A lot of things to do. Will you allow those issues to drown you out of the shofar or not? The problem of humanity today is well described in the words of the Savior. And I would like to read one last place of scripture. This is in Luke chapter 17, verse 26. 17:26. As it was in the days of Noah, so will it also be in the days of the Son of Man. They were eating, drinking, marrying, and been given in marriage until the day Noah entered the ark. Then the flood came and destroyed them all. Verse 30. Things will be the same on the day when the Son of Man is made fully known. What path should I follow next year to prepare my soul for the return of the Master? And you know the scripture, For God so loved the world that he gave his only one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. The Lord loves us so much. He gave his Son for us. So if you have not placed your faith in Yeshua, if you are wandering throughout life without his love, without his forgiveness, if you're still trying to redeem yourself, let me assure you that self-redemption is not an option. Redemption is available only through the Messiah, Redeemer, Yeshua. And the time is right. The time is now to make teshuvah, to turn your eyes to him, to face him, and to receive him as your personal Lord and Savior. And for you who are believers in this place, who already received Yeshua, during these days of awe, when people around you may be living in fear and uncertainty, remember this. If you have made Shuva, if you have accepted Yeshua redemption, then you have an eternal life and you are already living it today. And the Feast of Trumpet is for you. Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Yeshua, thank you for your life, for Book of Life, for your mercy, Lord. Lord, thank you for joy of salvation. Thank you for everything, for everything, for everything in our lives. Thank you so much. In the name of Yeshua, amen.